The Navigation and Support Center, opened by the provincial government in January, served as a temporary space to help vulnerable people in Edmonton get the supports they need, whether it be shelter, healthcare, identification, and more. It was announced on March 26th that the center will be a permanent fixture in Edmonton and will continue to do the work it does. Edmonton Police Service Chief Dale McPhee explains that the work the center has done for the city extends beyond those who use it.
Last time when this group stood together, I said that it was time for action. That fighting for the status quo, for people's right to live in encampments fraught with dangerous and violent conditions, instead of fighting for their right to security and stability, was a disservice to their humanity. I'm glad to say that we've not only taken action, but that it's working. As we begin to see the evidence, the unprecedented number of referrals and direct connections to services, and the dwindling numbers of large entrenched encampments, we know we're working in the best interests of the vulnerable and the larger community.
The center will continue its operations, which is located at Hope Mission's Kara Center on 103rd Avenue and 107th Street. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.